You're listening to Sports and Stuff Radio.
We're back. Sports and Stuff. Live from that Smith Commons on H. Huh. Y'all know where we at.
Huh. New spot alert.
Man. Sports and Uptown Stuff,
man.
Uptown
to Northeast, man. We getting around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No Blow Joe in the building.
You know it.
AP Squared in the building.
Bad Boys
B. Lewis right here.
Bad Boys Podcast.
You gotta get that right there.
Oh man.
Shout out to CP3. CP3, you know, we see you next time, bro.
You know, it's all good.
I got my man in the building on the side now. My man Thee. Now usually I'm gonna tell y'all something. We hoop. This is my man I be hooping with, but usually whenever, you know, we be around, you know, you put me around them Howard dudes, but we going to switch it up. We all went to Hampton.
Oh, that's Hampton.
So how that feel?
Hey, we don't even get into all that.
How that feel?
He's something cool.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, he's a shy guy, y'all. But anyway, my man Thee in the building, Howard University represent. No.
Homecoming up. Coming up. Homecoming, something like that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
next
yeah.
Week, this weekend, I think.
Next yeah. Week.
How it is coming up.
Okay, great, great, great.
You know, hello, shout out.
Hey.
But anyway, I want to talk about, since we talking about Halloween, we talked about homecoming, let's talk about Halloween, man. What y'all's
Trick and treat.
Halloween coming up, a couple weeks, right?
Yeah,
couple weeks,
and I ain't in the treating right. Every trick that I'm eating.
Oh man,
it's like, oh no, I'm only you, wifey.
Yeah, y'all celebrate Halloween or?
Not really. I ain't big on it. Some people are big on it. I mean, yeah, you know, it'd be some good parties. You know what I'm saying?
It'd
be good parties happening on Halloween, man.
Yeah,
you know, the girls come out in all these great, you know, exotic outfits. Mm-hmm. You know, making for all type of, you know, sights to see. Mm-hmm. You know, but I ain't necessarily planning on it. But one thing, I never give out candy. You know what I'm saying? My life's on by. No. You don't come knocking at my door, kiddies. I'm sorry. I have nothing for you.
Lights
you know?
Off.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I was slipping up last year. Had my light on by accident. Yeah. Turn around, kids knocking on my door. Oh, whoop, ran, turn them off. Oh, no, kiddies. I have no candy. No, right. Don't come to my door. Yeah. I don't have nothing for you.
They will guy. Come in packs.
Yeah. You're that guy.
I'm that
huh?
guy. I didn't buy candy. No, I didn't. I'm not buying candy. No, kiddies. Don't come here.
But you'll celebrate Halloween?
Huh?
You'll celebrate Halloween.
I'll
though.
Go party. But no, I don't get candy for the kids. No. You know, maybe, you know, when I had kids, you know, I'll view it differently. But at this point in time, no, man. I ain't got no candy for no kids.
I got you.
And yeah, like I kind of did feel bad when I did it because they was at my door. Yep, ran, cut it off, rolled out. You know what I'm saying? Nope, ain't got nothing. Step off.
You know, man? Yeah, we in the Halloween mood. Now let's get to it, man. What's some of y'all's favorite horror movies?
Man,
it's a lot now.
I ain't even gonna fake. I got one jump, man. Hey,
let's go for it. Everybody could yell out at least three.
Oh, three. Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay,
favorite.
I'm starting off with my man Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on, man. Yeah. Freddy Krueger. Growing up, Freddy Krueger was the man. You know what I'm saying? That hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With all the nails coming out. You. He comes to you in your dreams.
He will kill you and make a joke.
You know what I'm saying?
Make a joke about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know?
Pimp hat. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The red and black sweater. Ripped up all around. What do you mean? He was the man. So that's my number one classic joint. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason, you know.
Okay.
Of course, okay. You know, yeah. Jason, obvious, you know obvious, what I'm saying? Obvious, yeah. He doing his thing, man.
So you might as well say Michael Myers is going to be your third, huh?
Nah. I'm about to go to the Damien, the Omen. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I was growing up, young, the Omen, young, I ain't even going to fake. I'm about to shout out my cousin, Linnell, man. She used to watch me when we was growing up, man. She about 10 years older than me. Yeah, when she used to come over and watch us, young, she used to make us watch scary movies all night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Scary movies, scary shows. Remember Tales
early.
From the Crypt?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Used to make us watch all that all night.
I remember Tales from the Hood.
You know? Yeah, Tales from the Hood, too. Hey, I ain't even going
to. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, exactly. Nah, Tales from the Hood. Nah, that joint wasn't really scary. Crazy it was cat. Kind of creepy.
It was kind of creepy.
When it was young, we would get you, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But young, I was really just telling my wife a story not too long ago, man, about how one time in particular, you know, my cousin had us watching these scary movies and Tales from the Crypt all damn night. And it was like a Christmas episode around Christmas. I swear when I went to bed, I saw that Santa, the horror Santa standing in the hallway. Had me freaked out. I had to go back on my people's house. Yeah. Not on their house, on their door, man.
He'll never forget that dream. He'll never forget that.
No, I wasn't dreaming. I swear I was seeing him. I swear he was standing in the hallway. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, I was a kid. We kind of slept with the bathroom light on, man. I wanted a little light, man. And, I swear he was just standing there like he was standing on the show, man. Had me all creeped out, man. Had me all scared. I had to go to my people's, man. Okay. Like, yeah, this show freaked me out.
Okay.
For real. But yeah, yeah, and then my three, man. Friday the 13th.
You said Friday the 13th, Jason.
And Omen. Yeah, okay. Damien. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was all growing up, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Them jumps, man.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk about that Jason joint, all I can think about is when he had the broad in the sleeping bag and he was slamming her up against that tree. Slim, that jump. You remember that jump?
How many? It was about six or seven
Jasons.
Yeah, I was
about to say, I don't even know which one that was.
That was X? Oh, okay.
I had a sleepover back in the day and we watched Jason from New York. Jason went to New York or something.
I don't even remember.
He went to Manhattan or something.
Yeah, Jason takes Manhattan. We watched that. Jason was a good one, but.
Yeah, oh, well, you say how some of them ain't all horror. It's funny, the Chucky jump, of course, Child's Play.
Chucky would creep you out, man. Child's Play.
You see dolls, you like, hold up, Slim. What the fuck? Hold up. What's going on? That's one of the all-time classes, all three of them. I love them jumps.
Chucky, Chucky.
One of the newer, not from necessarily when we was kids, one of the newer jumps I like a lot is the Paranormal Activity jump. I don't know if y'all seen them jumps.
I haven't.
Yeah. I heard of them. I've never seen them.
Them jumps.
Check that out.
Straight demon shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the demon shit, the shit that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're evil.
Why?
You're evil character over there.
Wild shit like that. Yeah, and then them Hellraiser Jones again. Like, the Pinhead, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them Jones was, because they got deep, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, opened the little box and he going to a whole
That takes me back to Blockbuster. We used to go on Blockbuster and see the, you know, when they had the tapes with the front of the picture and all that.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot more we can name out.
Man,
one of mine is The Shining. That movie still to this day kind of creeps me out. With the blood, with the blood in the hallway red rum and man, like it just is one of the movies. Jack Nicholson. Who else was in there? Jack Nicholson.
Man,
I forgot his wife.
Big time star too. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot his wife,
and
but
that little big head boy.
Yeah. It was definitely a classic. Another one. Let me see. Looking at this list right there. This one, Poltergeist.
Oh yeah.
Poltergeist. Mm. Poltergeist was a scary joint, man.
And wasn't the first one? The first one was in D.C. Right? Georgetown.
I ain't even know.
Matter of fact, them little steps on M Street.
That's a famous place.
That's a famous place.
Poltergeist. Craig T. Nelson and Poltergeist 2 was kind of wild too. You seen that? And I guess my last one was It.
The clown.
Yes.
You know what? That joint was creepy.
I hate clowns to this day.
They just did the new joint.
I know.
Yeah, they just did the new clown. But I remember the old.
But it's
when
nothing
I was
like the original.
I do remember the old joint.
It's creeped out. Mm-hmm. It's creeped out. Now, some other ones I'm gonna yell out. You know, The Fly.
That was kind of like it grossed me out.
Nah,
that's a sci-fi. That was sci-fi, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was a gross you out joint.
Yeah,
but everybody saw that joint back
that's
in the
when
day.
He was turning when he
yeah,
was
exactly.
Eating the donuts and all that.
Yeah.
Spit the acid on the donuts. They say The Sixth Sense. I don't know if that's spooky.
Saw, yeah, what was it, four or five of them?
Them Jackson saw, right?
He put you in a maze, basically, and you got to figure it out. Hey, but nah, yeah. What's the joint? Yeah, you just made me think about one joint. What you brought up? The Exorcist. When you said Polka Dot, I thought about The Exorcist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, was one of them joints around here, too, though? Nah, the original joint.
Nah, we talking about Poltergeist.
No, I ain't talking about the movie, but the action. Yeah, exactly. The real Exorcist.
Oh, I had it mixed up.
Yeah, because that was based on a movie. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Poltergeist, but it was. I knew it was one of those. Another old school classic, Carrie.
Remember Carrie?
She got the blood poured on her at the prom and killed everybody with the spirits and all that. Mm-hmm. Alien. Remember Alien?
All the aliens.
Hey. I don't know if that's a horror movie.
That's kind of like a sci-fi flick.
Most recently, Get Out. Get Out is like a...
That's a horror movie, man.
Yeah.
Let that happen to you.
Don't have no Get Out moments, man. None of y'all. Yeah. Of course, Night of the Living Dead. Yeah. That's a classic. Blair Witch Project.
But Under the Stairs.
Oh, the people under the stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the black boy in it? Brandon.
I don't remember.
He used to play Michael Jackson back in the days, and he was on. He was like a child actor that grew up in our era.
Yeah. And then what? Children of the Corn?
Children of the Corn.
I don't know if I seen that.
You ain't seen it? You ain't seen one of them joints? Like yeah, that's another joint.
Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery. Wild Ass Cats.
Jaws really wasn't no scary movie to me.
Stay out the water. Ain't nothing horrible about that.
Real life, stay out the water, man. Hey, young. Bambus is out here getting attacked by sharks, though.
Recently? Like,
nah, real life. In all types of water, man. Not even deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, like, young. Really, the world, man, all these hurricanes, earthquakes, motherfucking shark attacks in shallow water, man. This shit is wild. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey. What shit that's been going on lately.
Stumbling to the wrong hood.
Ain't no stumbling into the wrong hood. I'm good in any hood, and I know what the fuck is going on. I'm getting the fuck if shit ain't right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That water.
Yeah. Trust me. I look around. I can be in this and all, but I'm still me. I look around. It ain't right. Oh, I'm getting about here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, how far away do sharks smell the blood? Like, it's miles, right?
Yeah, it's miles away. A drop of blood, they say. Though. You know, they can smell it for miles.
So, you know.
Nah, that's how they eat, man.
Yeah, it's not like
that's the ultimate predator, dog. Yeah. A drop of blood from miles away?
But, dog, any animal is a vicious-ass predator, man. You know, all these mammals or whatever, young, the power and strength that they have, man.
Like,
you know?
And people don't know until you come face-to-face with one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes humans so crazy is that we're entering their world. When we go to these places, the beach.
We are in their world. But everywhere is their world.
Yeah, right. But I mean.
But we've altered their world.
But a bear is not going to come walking through here because it's our world.
Yeah,
because
we knocked down all the trees and put some buildings there so he can't come around this shit.
Right, but he would. I ain't going to fake, man. I be going running. I keep a knife on the hip.
It don't be for people.
It be for an animal.
Anything. Yeah,
for real. Because, yeah, you're not going to rob me. I'm out running. I don't have nothing.
I just read a scary story that's it's a rabid raccoon running around D.C. in Northwest. It bit like three people.
Oh, really? Wow.
Like, it's in the paper. It's in the paper.
What part of Northwest is in? You don't know?
I think Upper Northwest.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Upper Northwest. Yeah. But nah, yeah, they will put that on the news.
Yeah.
But still, young, that shit is dangerous. Young, raccoons ain't no game.
Nah.
Slim, I really just seen some shit on WorldStar like a week ago. Man, a raccoon, well, I don't know why, a iguana was in the same parking lot with a raccoon.
I saw that.
You saw that?
I saw
what that fucking raccoon did to the iguana? Oh, man. My goodness.
Now, imagine your face. Imagine
God. Young, this motherfucking raccoon slaughtered this motherfucking iguana. First, he was shaking him out. Young, the video starts, he's shaking his ass out. His fucking tail is fucking 10 feet away. The iguana's tail is 10 feet away, still shaking. Wow. And he's getting shook the fuck out. And then he snatched him and pulled him into the cut between cars. And that was probably when the death blow happened.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Lights up.
I don't know. That's when he ended him. But he fucking fucked this iguana over.
Slim.
A raccoon. He fucked him over.
If you walk outside right now, the raccoon jump right on your neck. What the fuck?
What you talking about? I'm going to grab him and I'm going to beat him to the ground. I'm going to beat that motherfucker to the ground. He dead.
But Slim, once you grab him, he gonna bite down even harder.
Man, he can bite down, man. I'm killing his
ass. That ain't no damn puppy.
He did. You know what I'm saying? No, that raccoon, I'm beating him. I'm beating him to death. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. He can do a little something, but he ain't no big, he can't stop me. He can't do nothing.
Has there been any scary? I've never seen a scary movie with a raccoon in it. Hey, any? Nah, y'all know any?
I don't think
so. I can't say I have.
They need to make one, but
they savage though. Look, if you corner a raccoon, he motherfucking gonna put it to work.
It's been some scary movies out here with an animal as the starred scary. Mm-hmm. Like, right, remember Man's Best Friend?
What was the silver bullet? No, that was something.
Remember Man's Best Friend?
Yeah, the dog.
It was kind of like a scary movie. It was a dog.
But on some real shit though, I don't know if y'all seen on the news, man. Dog, a lady got killed by her dog, man.
Like, I saw that in
just
DC.
This past week, man, in DC.
A pit.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about
you know?
That.
Yeah, they showed the dog. Yeah, and they said that her and the dog was best fucking friends. But, I mean, and the husband, dude, he said, I was gone for 15 minutes, man. Went to the store. Came back. The fucking dog killed her. You know, them fucking pit bulls, man. I mean, they said it's on how you treat
them. It's not even about that. Like, Slim, you don't know what the next person is going to do from 3 seconds from now. So how you going to, these people saying, oh, I know what the dog, you don't know what that motherfucking dog going to do. I don't know what y'all niggas going to do in the next 3 seconds. So how I'm going to say I know what this, you know what I'm saying? Nah, real life. Like, how you going to say you don't know what these animals going to do, man?
We're not in their world.
And anything can trigger them, man.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, scary movies, man. Did we miss anything? Scream really wasn't no, Scream was like teeny scary, like teenage scary. It wasn't something to put fear in my heart. Like, Thriller
Texas made Chainsaw Massacre. Yes. That's a great one.
He bought another one of my head. Y'all ever seen Devil's Rejects?
Hell no.
Slim.
No. It's called Devil's?
The Devil's Rejects.
Devil's.
Y'all
gotta
watch
right
that
now.
Movie.
You say
dog.
I gotta watch it?
Oh, my. Slim.
Devil's Rejects.
Yes. Yeah. Slim. Oh, my God.
They got a one and a two.
They're jumping.
Devil's Rejects has
got
one.
I don't know how I left out Texas Chainsaw.
I'm watching that tonight.
And Halloween.
This shit from 2005.
And it's vicious.
Hold up. Is this shit on Netflix?
Yeah.
It might be.
If it's on Netflix,
it might be.
I think that was good. That was a good list, man. Pretty good list of movies. And most, like I said, they're coming out with another Halloween. It's out. Is it out now or coming out Halloween?
Oh, yeah, I think it's coming out
Jamie
soon.
Lee Curtis is like 80. She's like 80 years old.
It's coming out this weekend. It come out Friday.
It come out Friday.
Okay, so she's like 80 years old in this. Michael Myers was her brother, for those who never seen it.
Jamie
Lee Curtis, Michael Myers is her brother, and, you know, for this one, she kills him again for the 80th time. So, you know, shout out to her, though, man. She was like an old school 80s queen back in the day. She was on Trading Places showing them titties.
Yes, she was. She was a hoe. She was a whole trade player.
Mortimer? Mortimer?
He ended up getting with her.
But she knew how to protect her investment.
Exactly.
She was a
She knew what she was doing. Yeah.
She was like, oh, I can cash out.
Yeah. Come on.
I see potential. Louis. Oh, I believe him.
Louis. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you, Billy Ray.
Yes. Yeah.
Put your clothes on and get out of here.
Cash out.
But, man, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back at y'all in a second. Sports and stuff. AP Squid, No Blow Joe in the building.
Yo.
B. Lewis, my man Theo in the back. Gonna holler at y'all in a sec, man. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.